Welcome to the Boston Globe podcast with Peter Post. Peter is the great-grandson of Emily Post, also is the author of the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe, and is the co-author of the Etiquette Advantage in Business. I'm Doreen Vigue. I'm an assistant editor at the Boston Globe. And Peter, it's always a pleasure to have you here setting us straight.
Thank you very much, Doreen. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And no pun intended on the word straight, but we're going to get into gay issues in the workplace right now. Sorry, okay. It was a bad segue.
Let's roll right into it
and roll past that. You know, this is Massachusetts, obviously, and people get married here who are gay. And that topic is a hot one here in this state especially, but it's all over the country. It's one that can polarize people, as a matter of fact. What would you suggest to folks who want to talk about either their own private lives because they are gay and want to speak of their partners, or in this case their husbands and wives in Massachusetts, or just want to talk about the issue as a political issue?
Sure. I think there's a difference between talking about it as a political issue and talking about it because they have a gay type of a relationship. And for me, it's perfectly appropriate for a gay person to talk about their partner just as much as it is for a straight person to talk about their partner. That there's no difference there. And that I think we as a people need to respect those choices that people have made, or those personal lifestyles, life situations that people are in, and not diminish one for another or put one down for another. So I don't have any problem with people wanting to talk about them. I think you do have to be careful to recognize that you don't want to talk about intimate situations. You don't want to talk about things that are going to make other people feel really uncomfortable. But that's true whether it's gay or straight.
Right.
Okay. So I don't have any problem with the concept of talking about my partner, okay, who is male as well, perhaps, okay. But what I do question, and I would have a problem with, is any kind of a potentially controversial subject, such as the politics of gay life situations or whatever it might be, that to me is that may ring up a real conflict between you and other people. And in the workplace, I think that's a mistake. Any more than I would talk about religion, or I would talk about abortion, or talk about other types of things like that that have the potential to be really controversial subjects.
Right. Do you think, though, if you are living a gay lifestyle and have a spouse or a partner, that you should really know your workplace well, just for your own safety, or maybe just so you don't, you know, make the person next to you irate who you may know feels completely differently than you do on the subject?
Yeah, I think there's a difference, as I say, between the subject and talking about the rightness and the wrongness of it, and talking about somebody who means something a lot to you. For instance, I think you should certainly bring your partner, your significant other, whatever their gender may be, to the office holiday party and that kind of a thing. That to me is a totally reasonable and all right thing to do. However, proselytizing about how this is the great lifestyle, or this is just great, to a person who obviously has different opinions, I think becomes a problem, and that's where I see the situation being different, being difficult.
Right, and obviously you would encourage people to go to their human resources manager if they are having any kind of problem with a coworker who they may feel is threatening to them or in some other way making them uncomfortable because of their lifestyle.
That's exactly right. It's not even an etiquette issue at that point. It is actually a human, you know, resources issue, and they're the people who really know exactly how to look at it to help you define and determine where and when something has gotten to that kind of a point. And they're the people that you really need to be talking to if there's any kind of an issue that you feel has gone beyond the pale of reasonable, you know, discourse.
Great. Peter, as always, terrific advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Peter Post writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe. If you'd like to ask Peter questions, send them to bizmanners, bizmanners@globe.com. Flatulence in the queue.